It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Deetz coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. The number's 1-800-859-0957. You can also text 1-800-859-0WJR. You may remember back on June 18th, WDIV reporter Hank Winchester made the news when police executed a search warrant at his home. At the time, his attorney, Todd Flood, described the investigation as baseless, asserting that false accusations can arise due to Winchester's high-profile position. He assured the media and the public that the probe would end where it began, nowhere. Today, Hank Winchester released a statement. It reads, "I'm thankful this investigation is over. The allegations made against me were outrageous, unfounded, and defamatory. Throughout my 24-year career in Detroit, my mission has always been to help the community I love, protect you from bad actors, and fight for justice. I will always fight for you, just as I've recently had to fight for myself. I want to express my deepest gratitude to everyone who has shown me tremendous support, especially my family and friends. The messages from so many of you greatly helped me through this incredibly difficult time." Back then, we told Todd Flood that we would welcome him back to the show following the investigation. And Todd Flood joins us now along with attorney Neil Rockine. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You got, you know, the old guy, me, and Neil Rockine, the A-fighter.
Well,
about that, I'm just happy to be on the JV brought up diversity for this thing.
I appreciate you guys coming on. I think this is important. You know, a lot of the media jumps out with a big headline really fast. And then when the charges go away, they sort of disappear. There's something, you know, on page 14 or something. I think this is important. Why don't you, Todd, talk about the way this was covered initially in the media?
You know, that's something that I think we brought out really big in the press conference, and that was simply, you know, one station who got leaked information, took that information and ran with it, albeit inaccurate. Then it went viral, international, to the extent where Hank, his family, his daughter were now being put into the, you know, spotlight for baseless accusations. So the fact of the matter is when you say it, where do you go to get your name back? And that's oftentimes when we win cases after it's been slammed in the media, it's difficult to get your name back. And this is one of those situations, candidly, as you know, that it was really important. Really important because Hank is a pillar in this community. He's loved by so many, and it was really important that he, you know, this vindication, no criminal activity was found, that this vindication went out to the world because he deserves his name, and he should have never been in this position in the first place.
Yeah, anyone can make an allegation, an accusation, and police have a responsibility to investigate any allegation or accusation that comes through. I don't think that requires the media to report on every allegation that comes through, but that's what happened here. And Neil, talk a little bit about what we know about the investigation. Were there problems with it from the start with this whole search warrant?
Yes. So there were problems. I want to backtrack for 1 second, and that is that Hank was the subject of the execution of a search warrant in the same way that a cartel member or a major felon would be the subject of the execution of a search warrant. They show up unannounced and make entry into his home, which is, of course, incredibly alarming. There were concerns with the investigation, with the way that the search warrant was, the affidavit in support of a search warrant was drafted. There were concerns with the execution of the warrant. There were concerns with the legitimacy of the underpinnings of the claims that were made. And I just am going to say something. I listened to your show, apart from being a guest on it. I listened to your show. And I would ask your listeners to go back, and Todd talked about this in the original discussion about this incident in this case, that federally and in Wayne County, at least, before a police officer can obtain an affidavit and obtain a search warrant, they have to have a prosecutor sign off on it.
Right.
No prosecutor signed off on this affidavit or on this search warrant.
Right. That's a huge deal.
So in Hank's statement, he said that the allegations were defamatory. Is this a situation where somebody is held responsible? Can you sue the person who made the complaint? Can you sue the police? Can you sue the media stations for the way they covered it? Can you sue his employer who suspended him?
None of that stuff is even right now in contemplation. Our major goal was really to make sure that this case was eviscerated because we knew it was baseless. He took two polygraph exams, passed both of them. The person that pointed the accusatory finger on his social media page, I think it's taken down now, but the law enforcement didn't have this, but we found it. He is basically idolizing Hitler, doing Hitler pose. That kind of painted the picture. It gave us 1,000 words, right? That saying it. So our job and our focus, Kevin, was not to contemplate suits, not to contemplate how to go after, someone that spreads false news or is not a solid reporter like you are, of giving, making sure and checking your sources 5 times over. Our main focus here was to get Hank's name cleared, and through a 9-week investigation, gone through every possible part of Hank's life, it's cleared today.
Well, if you'd like me to refer his case to someone, I know some attorneys. will we see Hank back on TV soon with his great consumer investigations?
We can only hope. I'm not part of that. The community has been really backing Hank and sending a lot of love to Hank in the sense of wanting him back. But, that's between Hank and his employer.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what this has been like for him. He's got a daughter. He's got a family. He's got friends. What's this been like personally?
It has been a gut punch. Hank is a gregarious, outgoing, extremely friendly and approachable person. And the second this investigation was, as far as we're concerned, inappropriately and unreasonably talked about in the news before any prosecutor weighed in on whether there was a there, he suffered. He's been the subject of comments online. There was gossip, rumor mongering. If you don't offer an explanation to people too often, they jump to the worst possible conclusion. And one of the things that was really sickening was this took on a life of its own, to the point that there were international periodicals,
right,
that published a pixelated picture of Hank's daughter.
Yeah, it was terrible
for whatever reason. So it was
terrible. And Hank Winchester also does a podcast with Kelly Stafford, who's Matt Stafford's wife, and it just went international. Just the pain and suffering he went through is just unfair and unbelievable. Appreciate it, Neil Rockine, Rockine Law, Todd Flood Law. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Be well. Kevin.
That's it for All Talk. Paul W. Smith and Focus is next.